Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andy Rabb is joining us this morning, Deputy Commissioner of Parks and Recreation in the city of Buffalo. And we appreciate the time, Andy. 9 outdoor pools in the city will not open this summer. It had to be difficult and disappointing to make that announcement yesterday.
Yes. Good morning, Susan. Thanks for having me. It was a disappointment, but we are able to retain the two indoor pools open for the summer, as well as all of the city's splash pads. So there are still opportunities around the city for residents to cool down.
Help us understand this lifeguard shortage that resulted in the pools not being open. You know, just the other week, we were talking with people from Amherst, the town of Tonawanda, about the shortage in lifeguards. It's not just a City of Buffalo problem. But what are the factors that led to now here in 2022, yet another year removed from COVID, still there not being enough lifeguards to have pools open?
Yeah, thanks. I think a lot of that has to do is with COVID, pools were closed. We got a pretty high return rate before COVID for lifeguards. So 70%, between 60 and 70% of the guards that worked the previous year worked the next year, right? They had to go and get other jobs. It's been a couple of years since we've had a full summer pool season. Another factor was the lack of actual training courses. There was a year over a year where it was very difficult for anybody to find a certified lifeguard training course. The city partnered with PAIL and received a grant to hold 2 sessions last winter where we advertised and offered free lifeguard training. And we just didn't get a very big response. We had a lot of kids sign up, but we had very few actually show up to take the class. So it's going to take some work on our part to rebuild our lifeguard workforce in the city of Buffalo. We're committed to doing it, and we're starting it right now.
What about the pay for lifeguards? Is the city maybe not competitive enough when you look at the rest of Western New York?
No, we were, before the state made its release, our pay rate for lifeguards was $16 an hour. When we were recruiting this whole past year, we were recruiting with that $16 an hour pay rate, which was actually more than some of the starting pay rates for lifeguards in the surrounding suburbs. Now that the state has increased its pay, we are asking to increase our pay to be competitive. So pay rate is not a factor.
That increase in pay, is it going to make that much of a difference? You know, part of the thing that I'm thinking back to myself as a teenager, people who normally take these lifeguard positions, is, I mean, it's a big responsibility. It's a big job when you could go and get a different job that's a little easier for around the same amount of money. Is the pay raise going to be significant enough to kind of close that gap to, you know, have people who want to do the job?
I think the pay increase helps us to recruit people and certainly helps us to retain the folks that we have. I think there's some more that we need to do starting this summer in collaborating with more partners on actually getting city kids trained to become lifeguards. I think that's the key to this. There aren't a lot of opportunities. It can be cost prohibitive. So to get your lifeguard certification. So we are working with folks. We teamed up with PAIL last year. We're looking forward to doing that again this year to expand upon the efforts that we had last year. We're going to build on those this year in an effort to get more lifeguards trained.
Andy, the 2 indoor pools that will be open, Cazenovia Park, Lovejoy Park. How was the decision made for those locations?
Sure. Well, we normally operate Caz and Lovejoy year-round. So Caz and Lovejoy pools, it wasn't a decision to necessarily reopen those. Those pools are already open. Those have been open all year. The decision to keep them open really had to do with the number of staff that we were able to hire. Our summer pools workforce is seasonal. Many are part-time, have restricted hours. The indoor pools require less staff to operate than the outdoor pools to keep that rotation of lifeguards on the deck day in and day out. The decision really was for providing the most swimming opportunity in a safe manner for the residents of the city.
Why was this announced now? It seems kind of late to make the announcement that the outdoor pools wouldn't be open. And, you know, given the timing, is there the hope that if you have an increased pay, more people will sign up and the pools could be open at some point this summer?
We have been recruiting and hiring all the way through. The lifeguard position has been continuously posted for the last 8 months. It will continue to be continuously posted. We are hiring still, right? So our efforts to recruit and hire lifeguards continues. But that's why it was so late, is we've been working and trying to get as many folks as we can. We just weren't able to get enough to open the outdoor pools.
Is there a residency requirement to become a lifeguard? I know some other municipalities in Western New York have that, lifted it in order to attract more, and, you know, not to say that all of a sudden they had a bunch of applicants, but they have mentioned that it did relieve the shortage a little bit.
Now, the city of Buffalo still has a residency requirement. So in order to become a lifeguard in the city of Buffalo right now, you must be 16 years old, reside in the city of Buffalo, and have Red Cross certification for lifeguard.
Is there any thought to changing that at all?
And not at this time.
All right. Andy, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks.
Thanks. Take care.
You too. Andy Rabb, Deputy Commissioner, Parks and Recreation in the city of Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.